11:03 in the morning, JYG, sitting in with After Burner Al. Hey, Al, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It's Tuesday, day number two of Air Venture Oshkosh. And we are sitting here in studio today with Lorinda Ward from the NTSB. And good morning, Lorinda.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
And you're down at the Federal Pavilion with the NTSB folks. And tell us a little bit about your role at the NTSB.
Aviation accident investigator. I deal in what they call the heavy iron or the big airplane accidents, and we travel worldwide.
Okay. And how many accidents have you actually worked on this year?
Oh, this year? I've only had a couple this year.
Big ones? Small ones? Are you light aircraft or are you transport?
Transport.
Okay.
I just went out like during the 4th of July. I did the cargo fire that was in San Francisco. It was a 767 Abex Air. So it's just a couple of weeks ago that I went out on the launch.
Mm. So are you fairly new with the NTSB, or have you been with them for quite some time?
10 years.
10 years, okay. And in that 10 years, have you always fulfilled this role, or have you had other roles as well?
I was a structures engineer when I was first hired in. What we do is we have technical specialists or group chairmen who go out on a major accident investigation. And at that time, I was hired in as a structures person who actually puts the airplanes back together on major investigations.
I see. So when you come to Oshkosh, what's the do you apply to come to represent the NTSB? Do you have to show an interest, or do they choose you to come and be here at AirVenture?
My role here at Oshkosh is I'm actually one of the coordinators. I actually had to drive our display up from Washington, D.C. here to Oshkosh.
Oh, wow. That's a road trip.
Yes.
She didn't call us, Al.
We could have taken care of that.
Yeah, we could have done
in
the
comfort
NTSB
and
road
safety.
Trip.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then set up the display, and then to make sure that the display stays up, and we keep all the brochures out and answer questions that the public may have.
What type of questions does the public usually have? I mean, what's a typical question that you'll get in a given day here?
The perennial favorite question is about TW-800 and how it was shot down by a missile.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's still those conspiracy theorists around.
And certainly, actually, out on the road, my last work rotation, that was brought up once again by even a working pilot. And so these rumors continue to persist. I suppose the agency has tried very hard to really prove the one theory.
We have all the documentation is in our docket. It's available to the public. We also have the recreation of the center fuselage of the airplane on display at our training center in Ashburn, Virginia. That is available to folks who do take one of our courses there at the training center.
Hmm. So are there any students that show interest in a career with NTSB that come by and actually tap you for information on a possible career?
Actually, that just happened a few minutes ago before coming up here to this interview. I had a gentleman from Utah who wanted to know how to be hired on to the NTSB, and we have older folks that come by and want to know as a second or third career if they can come work for our agency.
Can they?
They can apply. We're on the OPM website, opm.gov. We have, I think, 3 announcements out at this time. In the future, we should be putting out an additional one on an engineering position for, I think, systems, structures, and maintenance records.
How often do foreign governments ask for NTSB assistance? Is the NTSB considered the preeminent investigatory entity in the world as far as aircraft accidents go?
Yes, we are. We, along with BEA from France, and then also, Germany are one of the 3 lead, if you want to say, quote-unquote, foreign accident investigations. We just launched a team to Colombia for an accident investigation. We had a group go to Honduras. We also have had Korea. We just had some folks go to Korea on a helicopter accident. I think it was S-92, and that's just within the past month.
In the United States, the typical, I'd say the majority of pilot accidents are pilot error, like spatial disorientation, flight into IMC, those particular ones. throughout the world, what are the major accidents? Is it more evenly distributed amongst other things, or is it still a lot of it is pilot error?
I don't like to say pilot error. I like to say it's human error, because if you think about it, there's a human who's flying the airplane, unless it's a UAS, but they are at the controls. You have a person who's designed it, they've, you know, built it, they've maintained it, they operated. So I'd like to, you know, default back to it's human error normally versus saying pilot error.
But in other countries, do their statistics match, I'd say the human error is the majority of the causes of accidents, and say maintenance or other ancillary issues like maybe air traffic control or some of the other problems, are the percentages of where the cause of the accident, do they fall it's pretty much in line with the U.S., or are they more distributed in different percentages?
They're distributed differently, because it would depend, I think, on the country. I mean, obviously, I don't want to highlight any one particular country, but people are aware of what's going on in Africa, and they do have a program called Safe Skies that has been a result of the accidents that have been involved. So they are trying to improve their aviation safety record.
So tell us a little bit about your booth down here at the International Pavilion, or the Federal Pavilion.
In the Federal Pavilion. On display, we've actually got photos from the Warbird accident from last year. We also have a couple of pictures from the accident that occurred at Oshkosh 2 years ago. There will be on Thursday at 9:45 on the Federal Pavilion stage, the IIC for both accidents here at Oshkosh, both the one last year and the year before, will be presenting his findings at 9:45.
Are these the first findings?
The probable cause has gone out. But what's going to be unique is they'll have the IIC there available where folks can ask questions if they would like to. Also, our chairman will be there, and he's also going to be presenting an award to the folks who did a visibility study for us.
And we will be speaking with your chairman, I do believe, on the last day of the convention. He will be joining us on air as well.
Yeah. So tell our folks, what is an ICC?
An IIC?
Or IIC?
It's an investigator in charge.
Okay.
What that is I would be, or myself, one of my peers, there's only five of us, when we have a major accident investigation, when we launch from DC, my role is to make sure that I manage the team when we get on scene. And the team can consist of any number of technical specialists from like power plants, maintenance, systems, structures, operations, weather, you know, it runs the gauntlet. And then also there'll be a board member on scene, which just like our chairman, he'll be showing up here later at the air show. We'll have parties from the manufacturer, the unions, anyone else who's involved with the accident. It'd be my responsibility to hold organizational meetings, progress meetings, and to brief the board member for press briefings.
And what are your hours at the Federal Pavilion if somebody wants to come by and see you?
They're 9 to 5.
9 to 5. Well, thank you very much, Lorinda. We appreciate having you here today, and we look forward to coming down and checking out your digs down there.
Thank you.